Shalom and welcome to Passover Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is part one of Passover from Poverty to Riches.
Welcome. This Passover we're celebrating from poverty to riches. Passover from poverty to riches. Ironically, that's what happened to us when we were in bondage in Egypt. We were in poverty in Egypt. We were bondmen in Egypt. We lived not all over Egypt, but we lived in Goshen. Today they call that ghetto. And our people were in the same condition in Goshen as we are today in the ghetto. We had hard taskmasters in Egypt while we were in bondage, and we have hard taskmasters today. Conditions are the same, only they're worse today. Before there could be a Passover in Egypt, one had to be raised up to deliver us from Pharaoh. And since Yahweh only works through one man, he never sends two or more. One has always been enough in any one period. That's what makes Yahweh supreme, is that Yahweh sends one man to conquer all opposition. And through Moses, he was able to conquer Pharaoh, simultaneously deliver us from Pharaoh. And Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Yahweh that delivered us from Pharaoh is here with us today to deliver us from the American Pharaoh. I mentioned that we are worse off today than we were in Egypt. Although one thing we had in common, and that is we did not know who it was that sent Moses when we were in Egypt. And Moses understood that up front and asked, "Who shall I say is sending me to these people, your people Israel?" And he said, "Yahweh, I am that great I am. And Yahweh is my name." Moses knew he could not go to the people without declaring his sender. And sure enough, they did ask Moses, "Who is it?" And he said, "I come to you from the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Now, right away, they were ahead of us, right there. See, they didn't have to worry about Jesus. And they weren't hung up on Islam. And Hinduism was not a question. Buddhism was not a thought. But in America, we hung up on everything. Every kind of God there is, my people are in it. All of you are not in all of it, but some of us are in all of it. Whatever is brought before our people, we're in it. And we've been in everything but Yahweh. So our people, we were ahead in the day of Moses, because all he had to do was identify Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we were at home in Egypt with that declaration. They recognized Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We recognized in Egypt Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our father. In America, we'll tell you quick, we don't know who our father is. I've never seen the man. I'm glad all of you have fathers, but see, there are a lot of us in America just don't know who the dad is. So you start talking about forefathers, he's lost. Because we learned in America, have babies, but don't feed them. The mother is left to feed them. So in America, our problem is much more complex than it was in the days of Moses. We read when Moses said that, I come from the God of your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his name is Yahweh. Israel didn't raise any Cain about it. You don't read where we had any problem with that. We just wanted to know who. Now in America, you have a problem. Period. Not only with the name Yahweh, you just have a problem. And all your leaders speak to the problem, but they've never come with a solution. I'm happy for all of you that are here at Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, because this is your history. This is your culture. And until you come into the knowledge of who you are and solve your cultural and identity crisis, you're going to continue to have problems of divisiveness, division, and live in Goshen or the ghetto. Even when you move out of the ghetto, you are still identified with it. They call you a Goshite. You know the word they call you today, even if you have plenty of money. They say you are nigger rich. You never get to be rich. You always have an attachment to that, a preface. And you never seem to lose it, no matter how much money you make. You can be the best basketball player on earth, jump higher than anybody, stuff the ball, make $10 million a year, and they'll tell you about how you have a special pump it up in your heel that you born with. That you somehow born to jump. There's nothing wrong with being born to jump, but you understand it's always a negative coloring to it. As if you shouldn't be able to do that. But because you are, it gets a negative connotation. I come from Yahweh, the God of your forefathers. And I'm going to win my battle just as Elijah won his. My battle is more complex than Elijah's. He only had to face 400 false prophets. I faced 400,000 of them here in this country. They call them preachers. And I came to Miami 10 years ago declaring this name, Yahweh, and I said then I will conquer the whole planet Earth from right here. And I shall. And I'm a long way toward my goal. Because now I have people all over the earth saying, Yahweh. Something's going on. And I'm telling you, Yahweh is the one that's making something new happen on the planet. This name, Yahweh, belongs to all so-called black people of America first. I come to you first. And my people from the islands and from Africa and everywhere else are a little bit jealous sometimes when I tell them I come to the so-called black man of America. They want to know, well, what about us? I'm coming to everybody. I'm coming to all the nations. But the so-called black man of America is my lost sheep. I have 99 other nations that's just waiting on me. Already ready. Already in my fold. Ready. But the one that is lost, I love so much that I have left the 99 alone to come and get you, the so-called black man of America, who is most loved. Praise Yahweh. And the whole world is going to rejoice when I redeem the so-called black man of America and reform him. And you know, as well as the world knows, the one who is in most need of reformation is the so-called black man of America. Of all the suffering on the earth, and there's much, due to wicked rulership, we, the so-called black man of America, suffer most. Because the world's greatest robbery has been perpetrated upon us. And that robbery is taking from us the knowledge of our God and giving us non-existent God that have no power whatsoever. Yahweh is the only one with power. Yahweh is the only sovereign one. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yahweh. That's his name. Praise Yahweh. And no God can do anything about what I say. Because Yahweh is the God of God and King of all kings. So I speak boldly, emphatically, without fear, and express myself without favor. And I became all by myself. And I'm making a worldwide impact. I'm making a national impact. People who can see the difference between talk and work. I'm a working God. Praise Yahweh. There are leaders who only, all the leaders that I know of have only sought to make you equal. And perhaps you have fallen for that game of equality, freedom, justice, and equality. That's the most damnable thing on earth you could ever hope to get, is equality. You have to be blind, deaf, dumb, ignorant, and dead to want equality. You have to be insane and out of your mind, totally unconscious, to want equality. There's no way in hell that I'd want to be equal to the wicked people of America who are immoral. I come from the supreme. Therefore, I am superior. And I will settle for nothing less than being the best, superior to all that there is. That's my destiny. And I'm only looking for men and women who want to be superior. Praise God. And that's what Passover is all about. Passing from poverty over to riches. You see, when we were in Egypt, we were in poverty, but we left. And the day we left with riches. And I declare to you, the day you leave America, you will become rich.
You have to leave America to be rich. You can't be rich and remain in America. Now, see, I know some of you excited already. You wondering, Lord, have mercy. You talking about I got to buy a ticket somewhere? I just barely got here. I just barely made it here. You talking about a ticket leaving America? God have mercy, Yahweh. This is expensive trying to be free. That shows you how we've been destroyed as a people. To think that leaving a place is a physical thing. America is a mindset. And when you of superior intelligence investigate and scrutinize the mindset of America, you realize that it is an inferior mindset. The masses of America are an inferior people regardless of their color. Let that sink in. The masses of America are poor people. In fact, if you're making $30,000 a year, you're in poverty. It's a lot more than $100 a week you used to make, but you're still in poverty. If you're making $30,000 a year, you barely got here. And you got to hurry up and get back. Can't stay too long. If you stay too long, poverty will take over your condition. So you need the power to pass over from poverty to riches. Though America is a poverty-stricken country, only the few are rich. And you don't learn their secrets in school. No. You don't learn how to be rich in school. If you did, we'd all be rich. You don't learn how to be rich in church. You don't learn how to be rich in your social organization. You don't learn how to be rich from your politician. He might get rich robbing you, but you don't know how to get rich from him. No area of life in America do you learn how to be rich. In fact, they show you how no good public education is by publishing books like Think and Grow Rich after you graduate, if you get lucky enough to hear about it. And when you get the book, you don't know how to think. So you never grow rich. You read the book, but you never got rich. How many read that book? Most black, upward mobility. You read it. Now, are you rich? See, you read it. Reading about riches won't make you rich. The fella that wrote the book is rich. Because he could think. He exercised the ability to think. So he made it. Oh, glory. And they have all kinds of books that will help you later. See you at the top. And you have a bottom mentality. Everything in your life is a burden and a struggle. And they talk about see you at the top. You need the power to pass over. And if you've been celebrating this all your life, you'd already have passed from poverty to riches. That's what I'm here for, is to teach you how. Now, I'm not going to give it to you. No. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to teach you how. I'm not going to give any one of you a fish. Teach you how to go and make you a fishing pole, make you a line, make you a hook. Teach you what kind of bait the fish like. Teach you how to bait the hook.
take you to some water, show you where water is, where fish live, and say, now fish. Too many of my people believe in the lottery. They want to strike it rich without working. That's why you all play a dollar a day. Can you imagine how dumb that is? 60 million black folks play a dollar a day. I know you got the picture right quick, didn't you? See, you already have a hit. That's $60 million a day. 10 days, 600 million. That's in white folks' hands. You the lottery. They hit on you every day to the tune of $60 million. You know why we don't enjoy that $60 million? Because we don't know Yahweh. You know what happens when you don't know Yahweh? You divide it against yourself. Not just each other, your own self. You don't even like you. That's right. Without Yahweh, you hate your individual self. You look in the mirror and get upset. So I got to go somewhere and get beautiful. Right, every time you look in the mirror, you declare yourself to be ugly. That's why I can always find you in the parlor. Just go to town and wait, find the parlors and just wait. You'll be marching in one of them. They call them beauty parlors, you know. I'm not on your case. I just want you to understand we're in a trick. And I've come with a solution of how to move from poverty to riches. And you never knew Passover was how to pass from poverty over to riches.
Now, how many are ready to do that? I always get hands on that. Ready requires work. Work requires sacrifice. Sacrifice requires planning.
And executing a plan. Are you really ready? That's what ready means. Ready includes the word read. R-E-A-D. You're not ready unless you read the plan that Yahweh has for you. And without the plan, you're in a hopeless condition. And there's no need to feel the burdens of Goshen. I mean the ghetto, I mean being black, I mean what? There's no need for you to suffer, feel pain or hunger, or wish you had this or that. It's all yours. Everything you want in life is yours, just for the asking, from the right one. Obviously, you've been asking from the wrong one. I come with the right one. All you have to do is compare my followers with the rest of my people, and you'll see a contrast of poverty and riches. I have established riches in America. And my people who do not know Yahweh have established or inherited or accept poverty. Market contrast. I'll remind you again before we get into this story tonight, Feast of Passover and Unleavened Bread, that we're in a worse condition in America than we were in Egypt, because we lost the knowledge of our God, we lost the knowledge of our history, our culture, our language, our name, our land, our destiny in life. And here we are wanting to be equal to wicked people, begging and crying to be accepted by the basest of men. men who rule America, if they can get hold of your daughters, will have them on a movie screen without clothes on, doing every imaginably wicked thing that you could ever hope to see. What? I said, if the wicked of America can get hold of your daughters, that's what he will turn them into. He'll turn them into prostitutes. He glamorizes being a model, and you turn out to be a model for filth instead of a model of excellence. What? Every man in here has an idea of what a woman who becomes the top model in the world has gone through. She's gone through so many she can't remember them all. That's what's in your head. How many understand that's just about the way it is? A woman that becomes the biggest star in Hollywood had many homes to sleep in. And they use terms like slept their way all the way to the top. You heard that? Is that America? And you want to be equal to that? The president of America, the government of America, the biggest drug dealers on earth. You want to be equal to that? They're afraid to let Noriega's testimony come out. Everything is classified. They let Colonel North go down as the world's greatest openly confessed liar. And your president, Reagan, has the worst memory of anybody on the planet. And they have judges down here that just made the headline news just in the last month, being the most crooked thing ever existed. He's still sitting on the bench, no question about him being removed from the bench. What? And you want to be equal to that. That's the point. You want to be equal to slave masters? You want to be equal to slumlords?
Please turn to side two.
You want the equal right to commit police brutality on people without a cause, just on the basis of their skin color? Is that what you want? You want the right to rob people in the name of the law, and they call it lawyer, and they call it fine print, whereas, hereto, therefrom, of, in, and about, up, under, beneath, and over, in here somewhere, is many loopholes. And you need 20 lawyers to find the loophole. To try to close the door to the traps that have been set on you. That's what you want equality to do? There's 8 million homeless people in America. And the rulers of America act like they don't exist. Is that what you want to be equal to? Have the right to put the rest of the people out of home? I'm letting you know, I want nothing to do with equality. See, we're talking about a mindset. Praise Yahweh. You have to come out of America, my people, that you be not partakers of her plagues. You must separate yourself from America. Leave America right now. How many understand what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Mindset.
Yes,
sir. Feast of Passover. Unleavened bread. It's already started off new. Feast of Passover relates to who you are as a people. What is our nationality? It is Hebrew Israelite. We've been everything. Don't know who we are. We've been going through a serious metamorphosis. We've been colored, Negro, Afro-American, African-American, some of you tried to be Belalians and Belalians. Wanted to name yourself after another African. Not even a land, just sick, just silly. Don't speak Belalian. There's no such thing as Belalian land. You don't have a Belalian name. I mean, just suffering from a serious identity crisis. And then here lately, you've been calling yourself black. And people from all over the earth who have the color you have don't relate to what you're talking about. What do you mean, black? My culture doesn't identify me like that. I don't identify to my self-worth on the basis of my being black. I am what I am on the basis of my culture, my history. But see, my people in America don't know that. That's why I'm come to you. And that's why black people from all over the earth, all the islands and all the other countries, don't want to have anything to do with so-called Negroes, so-called black men of America, is because they know you don't know anything about who you are. That's what it's about. And a man that doesn't know who he is just in bad shape. So I'm here to tell you who you are. Cut the whole story short. You are Hebrew Israelites. That's our nationality. That's who you are. That's your nationality, Hebrew Israelites. You are the original Israelites. Nobody on earth is claiming to be an Israelite but people that look like us, really. Jews don't call themselves Israelites. They call themselves Israelis. And later in life, you'll understand why they call themselves Israelis. They're not my subject tonight either. You can learn that from some of the books I write, who you really are. I'm here to tell you, you're not a nigger. Now, all of you that still think you're a nigger, then you just get this little yellow book and you'll come into the knowledge that you're not one. Hebrew is your history. Hebrew is your culture. Hebrew is your language. Yahweh is your God. All of North Africa is given to you through your patriarchal father, Abraham. A tiny piece of it is called Israel today. All of that's your land through Abraham. It belongs to you. That's your birthright. Hebrew is your language. And you're destined to rule the world forever. That's what you're called to do. My name is Yahweh Ben Yahweh. My father's name is Yahweh. That's who I come from. Perhaps you carry the name of your father. And that's fine with me. My father's name is Yahweh. So I come in his name. As long as you fail to know Passover is your history, you're going to remain in poverty. Other people are going to rule over you. Feast of Passover is a Hebrew holy day celebrated in the month Abib, on the 14th day of the month. Passover is the first day of an 8-day celebration observed by the nation of Yahweh. And we observe it according to the solar time, solar calendar, the time which was instituted 6,000 years ago and beyond 6,000 years ago. We live in solar time. The calendar that you go by is made by man, who is in opposition to you and your rulership. The calendar you go by today is sometimes referred to as the Roman calendar. And when you study who the Romans were, then you will know who's over you today. And they changed time. Where? Turn to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. We will find out that the enemy of Yahweh, your enemy, has nerve to speak against the Most High. Most High means whoever speaks is beneath him. And here we have someone beneath the Most High speaking great words against the Most High. That takes a lot of nerve, in my opinion. What does it take in your opinion? A lot of nerve. And the purpose of speaking against the Most High is to wear out the saints who belong to the Most High. So here we see the saints of the Most High is the object of this wicked man. To speak against the Most High is to speak against those who are of the Most High. And to do what? Wear them out. Now, a synonym for wear out is wipe out. A synonym for wear out is to disintegrate. A synonym for wear out is for a people to exist no more. Be gone. And that's what happened to the so-called blacks of America. You're not a people anymore. You are something expendable, used during slavery to pick cotton and build America and make it great. Now you're a burden, something to be wiped out. And they're busy doing it. And you are helping them to do it with birth control, abortion. Oh, glory, Yahweh. You need to pass over all of this. Here's somebody speaking great words against the Most High. That takes nerve, doesn't it? That has to be a rebel of the worst sort. And the game plan is to wear out the saints. It said it shall happen. So the only people I see wore out are black folk in America. So we must be the saints of the Most High. I'm here to tell you that you are. And what did this person want to do, this group of people? They had in their mind to change the time, that means the calendar, and the laws of God. Now they call it legislature. And what is law today gets legislated away tomorrow. Yeah, you heard of affirmative action? See, that was legislature. You know, the courts that you trusted in? Remember how you trusted in the court? Yeah, you remember. Courts reversed themselves on you, didn't they? Everything you're trying to do, they call reverse discrimination. Affirmative action, gone. Martin Luther King, it's shocking too, isn't it? Wow. Been the game plan all the time. Wear you out. The laws have been changed. People no longer follow the laws of God. They follow who? The laws of man. Whether the man who's in charge of laws today is against the Most High. So when you follow the laws of man, you're against the Most High, even if you don't intend to be. It says what? The saints of the Most High will be given into the hand of the wicked who are speaking against the Most High. Now, how do you get into his hands? Through his education. How do you get into his hands? Through his politics. How do you get into his hands? Through his religion. These are all traps set. When you socialize with them, you really took a turn for the worse. Segregated schools had its problems, but we weren't the wicked people we are since integration. It says, but the saints of the Most High, though we're being given into his hand, will it last forever? No, it says, until a time and time and the dividing of time. Now, you have to be a mathematician to understand this. You have to be able to divide and multiply and carry on, right? Time and time and a dividing of time. And you have to be sharp to figure this one out. Laws change on you. All the words you read are against the Most High. That means everything you read is against God. That's why there's no Bible in school. That's why there's no prayer in school. Why? They're against God. One wicked man can, one wicked woman can file a lawsuit in America and kill prayer in the whole system. Now, in verse 27, it says, no, verse 26, lets you know judgment is going to sit. And the saints of the Most High are going to take away the wicked ruler's dominion. To consume this dominion and to destroy this dominion or rulership until the end of it. Now it takes superior power of mind to get this done. And in verse 27, the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High who were previously under the hand of the wicked. And all the nations of the earth shall serve and obey the Son of Yahweh. And those who follow Yahweh, because it belongs to Yahweh in the first place. Now, it may not look like much, and it may not look like this is going to happen, but it is. Just keep living. I'm here to make you the rulers of the world. And you that don't want to rule the world, love being ruled over. And those of us who are going to rule don't mind at all ruling over you. See, that doesn't disturb me one iota. You're not wanting to rule. See how easy it is going to be? You don't want to rule. So what? That means those of us who are going to rule will just be over you. That's all. No big deal. It's really all right. There's only two classes of people. One who rules and the ones ruled over. That's just the way it is. All over this planet, that's the way it is. So it's up to you what you want to be. Now, you can't be ruler by yourself. You've been trying everything you know. And nothing has worked for you. Nothing you tried has worked. You've been marching, demonstrating, falling out, fussing and cussing, trying to get white folk to treat you like they treat themselves. And crying, moan, and groan because they don't treat you just like they treat each other. White folk go out and save up money for 20, 30 years. Whole family, father, mother, sisters, children, nieces, cousins, uncles and aunts have saved up money for 20 years, open up a factory, and they get ready to hire their nieces and nephews and cousins and uncles and aunts and the sisters and the daughters and the mothers and fathers who saved up the money. The niggas hear that they're opening up. There go the niggas, out. I'm here to make an application. Haven't saved a nickel.
haven't sacrificed nothing in 20 years. Didn't put a dime in the plate and say, I have just as much right to work here as anybody else. If you don't hire me, I'm going to file a discrimination suit and mark and picket this joint. These people are hiring their own children. They sacrifice the money. What right have you to go out there and demand they hire you? I'm heavy on you, aren't I? But you need it. Because you're a bunch of dependents. You wait on white people to get it all together and sacrifice and suffer and plan and stay up night and day and pay architects and engineers and surveyors and fight the bankers and put the money. I mean, they go through all kind of hell to get this thing together. You don't go through nothing and walk out with an applicant. Well, I graduated from Harvard. And here's my resume. Check it out. Can't remember a thing you learned in school. If they gave you a test on what you went to school for 4 years, you would make a F. Sitting in the office. You only went and studied long enough, and that was a crash study. You know how you wait the last minute? And they call it cram. That's like force everything in that head that'll go in there and try to hope some of it stay long enough for the exam to get over. Mm-hmm. And when you walk out the classroom, you be hollering, I aced that bad boy. Whatever grade you made, C, B, D, or F, doesn't make any difference. Because you didn't go to school to learn a thing. Isn't that rough on you? I'm talking about people so bad. I was sitting in the classroom next to you. I know what you were doing. You were partying all semester. We don't like to hear that. See, if we don't hear this kind of wisdom, we can still run around and place our poverty at the feet of somebody else and say it's their fault. But what I'm saying to you tonight causes you to pass from poverty over to riches. Takes away the excuse. You want to be president of a company in America? Buy it. I'm looking for doers of the word. You who are ready to make a difference. I say it costs to be the boss. You have to pay the price if you want to live the life. Praise God. Some of us want to live the life without paying the price. When the suffering and hardships from my being in slavery reached a climax in Egypt, the compassion of Yahweh was upon us, and Yahweh heard our affliction. I'm saying that the suffering and the hardships of my people in America have caused Yahweh to hear your moan and your groan. And out of Yahweh's compassion, I come. Because I've heard my people's affliction. Yahweh is doing today what he did in the past. When we were in Egypt, Yahweh set in motion a divine preordained plan to redeem us. Why? Because we were his chosen people. And he set in a divine plan to redeem us from our captors. We were unable to redeem ourselves from our captors. And we, the so-called blacks of America, have been in the hands of our captors for over 434 years. 435 years now. And we've been unable to redeem ourselves from our captivity. So you're in need of a Passover today, just as you were in need of a Passover in Egypt. Our redemption was initiated with an event called Passover and concluded with the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yahweh showed Pharaoh many signs and wonders. Why? To convince Pharaoh to let us go. Today, I'm showing Pharaoh of America many signs and wonders. Yahweh is showing many signs and wonders. You are looking at weather like you've never seen it before. And they should make it national headlines and do movies of the destruction Yahweh is raining down upon this country. And you who are from all over America can bear witness that Yahweh is doing a devastating work in nature. And I told all of America and the world on West 57th Street that if you mess with me, I'll show you. You'll find out Yahweh controls nature. And Yahweh is doing a devastating destruction on this country. Many signs and wonders. But as in the past, Pharaoh would not submit to Yahweh's command as brought to him by Moses. So this modern day Pharaoh is not submitting. It says, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened in the past. Neither would Pharaoh let us, the children of Israel, go as Yahweh had spoken by Moses. Let's go to Exodus chapter 9. Exodus chapter 9. Exodus chapter 9, verse 35. Read.
And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord Yahweh had spoken by Moses.
So the hardening of Pharaoh's heart and mindset against letting us go was not his own idea alone. It wasn't his all alone. Yahweh had something to do with it. So Yahweh hardened his heart, caused him to say, well, I'm not going to do it. I refuse to submit. I want you to know emphatically that Bush knows I'm here. Reagan knows I'm here. Your senators and congressmen of America know I'm here. I know they know I'm here because they have sent me books and letters thanking me for writing to them, informing them of Yahweh and what he's doing and why. So I have concrete proof they know I'm here. I made sure of it. But they're not running to let us go. I'm telling them why they're suffering, why the country is going through hell. Because you're holding my people, the so-called blacks of America, and won't let them go. And the reason that Yahweh would harden Pharaoh's heart was because he wanted to show forth more power. See, I'm not through showing what I can do. Wonder. People are wondering about Yahweh. What? So now my name is becoming as prominent as other so-called leaders, you know, dead and alive. While I live. And I'm the only one carrying the name of God in his forehead, inside and out. Only one. Now I have a book. I'm talking about Passover tonight. Passover was the final plague of a series of 10 plagues that Yahweh placed on Egypt. So I'm causing plagues to be placed on America. In a series, you have an earthquake caused by Yahweh. Volcano eruptions caused by Yahweh. Floods all over the earth. Rainstorms all over the earth. Snowstorms all over the earth. Wind just decide to blow it 100 miles an hour for no cause. Just jump up and start blowing 100 miles an hour. Can't find out where it starts from or why. Just destroying stuff. All kinds of diseases, all kinds of sickness, plagues, drugs, plague. Snow is a plague. It's so much snow, they call cocaine snow. Plagues. All because I'm here after you, the so-called black man of America, first. That's why all this is going on. And when you study their history, you find that Pharaoh made many promises that he would liberate the Hebrew people if Yahweh would just ease up. And each time Yahweh eased up the plague, he went on back to doing what he was doing, treating us like he always treated us. See, Pharaoh's known to do that. And that's the way this man is in America. The American government is known to give you a little bit, then take it back. Make you a lot of promises, and then it fails you on every hand. Huh? Now your set-asides are gone. Voters' right bill is dead. Affirmative action is gone. Reverse discrimination is in. Skinheads are in. Neo-Nazis are in. Huh? White supremacist cults have raised up all across the country is in. They beat you up on the college campus. Hmm? Burn you out their neighborhood. How many heard about these things? Everybody heard? So you're not free, are you?